Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Everyone, thank you so much for taking the time to join myself and entertainment co-host Michael Kay tonight. Of course, if it's 8 o'clock on the East Coast, generally on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that means our fans and listeners know that it's time for At Home with Victoria. Michael Kay, I'm telling you, dude, the weather has changed crazy on the East Coast.
Oh, I know. It's very, very cold. And again, you know, my cheapness allows me to keep my temperature at 69, so I'm sitting here in two pairs of pajamas and a house coat, to tell you the truth. So, yeah, the wind was really picking up today. It was blowing the leaves all around, so winter has officially arrived.
And you know what? I think that's actually a great transition into our first guest tonight. Since we're kind of talking about winter, we're kind of talking about homes. Debbie Greenspan, actually, who I had the opportunity to kind of know her through my trainer, Gary Howard, at my gym in Ocean City, Maryland. Gary says, hey, Victoria, I've got one of my clients, and she's come up with this incredible idea. It's a mat. It's called Dr. Doormat. And, you know, basically it helps kind of to keep the germs away. So he says you should get her on the show. And, of course, Michael, I Google her because, of course, who just doesn't Google people? Then I find out she's been on QVC, she's on ABC, she's been all over the place. So finally, you and I have the opportunity to let our listeners in on her secret and the opportunity to know who she is. So, Michael, I think you should welcome Debbie to our show.
Absolutely. Creator of Dr. Doormat, Debbie Greenspan, is joining us. Welcome to the show, Debbie.
Oh, thank you, Michael and Victoria. It's a pleasure to be here. And also, I'm trying to keep bundled up and warm, too.
Oh, good. Everybody's sitting here in their pajamas. That's fantastic.
Yes.
It's a cold winter night.
I know. And it seemed like it just happened so fast. So I thought that was a really good transition into talking to you. So Michael and I kind of know the story and other people out there, but tell our listeners and also for the first timers that are listening to you tonight, how is it that you came up with this idea?
Well, I've had allergies and asthma all my life, and I thought I was well aware of how to clean up my home environment just so I could breathe, and it was always about me. But in 2002, I became a first-time mom and found myself spending so much time on the floor with my baby, who was crawling on the floor and playing with toys, and I realized her world was the floor, and she's putting everything in her mouth, and I just knew it couldn't be good. And, you know, people would joke and say, well, little dirt's good for her, but I wasn't convinced and decided I needed to reach out and do some research, started on the Internet, and it wasn't long after that I found myself just buried in information and completely confused. So I decided to reach out to experts and get some advice, and went to the American Lung Association, the EPA, and one phone call led to another, and what I was uncovering was just shocking, and I couldn't believe that the average mom doesn't know this, and I was uncovering things that I thought we really need to know and just arm ourselves with this information and then make some good decisions, you know, based on it for your own family.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is it that, I mean, and obviously you were quite serious about this in terms of the research. So when did it sort of occur to you that, hey, you know what, I'm not finding that in the marketplace. I'm just going to go ahead and venture in, create it, and do it myself. How did that happen?
Well, I guess as I was digging through and doing all of the research with, and by the way, these were microbiologists and home environmental experts that were seasoned. They had done field studies for over 30 years, and I ended up hiring them initially to do a literature search. And as I culled through the information, there were two major things that resonated that I was not aware of. And keep in mind, I'm allergic to dust all my life, and I didn't know what it was made of, or street dirt, you know, what we're tracking in. Up to 90% of what we bring in on our homes comes in on our shoes. And what it's made of is just a you know, a dozen or so ingredients that include pesticides and toxins and allergens, dust mites, broken glass, heavy metals like cadmium, mercury, and lead. And one of the other things that was really shocking is that a common doormat over a short period of time, when you wipe your shoes on it, becomes a reservoir of microbial growth. I just, you know, it's grimy and gross, and I think of it as a convention of germs at my doorstep. So I thought this can't be, and I was looking for a solution for myself, could not find it anywhere, and decided to go back to these experts and have them help me design a solution that I felt would be, you know, would protect my family and would solve a problem without creating a bigger one, because, you know, there are lots of ways to destroy microorganisms, but they're not all safe.
Gotcha.
You know, it amazes me, Debbie, how people, Victoria, yourself, and myself, how we even got to live as long as we had with being the kids we did, with the stuff, the dirt that we had to go ahead and deal with.
No,
now
I know.
Everybody's, you know, it's amazing we made it this far. Now, your website, www.drdoormat.com, has a really great video on there that explains exactly what technically happens to the germs. Could you go ahead and explain it? Because some people are concerned with whether, and the mats come in two different sizes as well, and they're reasonably priced. But what exactly does the mat do besides, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, the mat is designed, it's really interesting going through this process. I chose a yarn that it's actually a 90-count thread count woven into one strand of yarn. We designed it with this bubble pattern that acts like scrubbing brushes. So you have the dual action of not only giving yourself a really good wipe, but through lab testing we found that when you wipe thoroughly at least twice, you can remove up to 90% of the dirt, grit, and debris on the mat. And the special antimicrobial formula that I selected with this team of microbiologists actually locks onto the yarn. It's impregnated into the yarn. It permanently bonds. It doesn't leach off. It can't penetrate your skin, so it's perfectly safe for children and pets. And it creates a positive charge on the surface of the mat. So microbes are negatively charged, and for anyone that doesn't know, a microorganism, think of it like a bubble. It's a single-cell living organism, just like a balloon. So as your shoe comes down on the treated surface, it pulls the microbe down like a magnet, and just like popping a balloon with a pin, it starts to disable the odor-causing microbes like bacteria, fungus, mold, you know, bacteria from animal feces, right on the mat on contact. So, you know, my kids think it's funny. They want to listen. You know, I went to my daughter's fifth grade class last year and did a demo and explained it, and they were all, like, listening eagerly to hear all the pop, 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 pop.
Right.
And it was, they were practicing by doing what we call the Dr. Doormat happy dance, where you wipe really good and it gets it all off.
You should have had some bubble wrap by your side, Deb. That would have been hilarious.
Well, we did some really fun things with black lights and showed them what's on their hands and what they're tracking on their shoes, and they just really enjoyed it. So there's a whole educational component for hygiene in the home, and I believe that as a mom, it just makes me feel, you know, empowered and more confident to know that with very little effort on my part, I can have a huge impact on cleaning up my home environment for my family.
And, you know, Debbie, Michael and I have done over 300 shows, and we've done many, many shows in terms of health and fitness, because he and I certainly do believe in that. And we always talk about how he and I, and you may see this too, that we're seeing trends where, Americans are, you know, despite what we see in my industry on the news, are really changing their attitudes when, for example, it comes to food and what we eat and how that's processed and who's making it. And I think the same thing is also happening, you know, when it comes to germs and just our overall health, because there's so many pollutants and things in the environment that we have to deal with every single day, and people just simply don't want to bring that into their homes.
Right, and I think that we're becoming much more educated and aware. We know from research that our indoor environment is 5 to 10 times more polluted than our outside environment. If you think about it, our homes are built tighter because, you know, we're in the winter right now, so we're thinking about becoming more efficient with our heating and our electric bills. The houses aren't breathing as much. And when you bring all of those elements into the home, it's a perfect breeding ground for all of it to grow and fester. And actually, Michael, you brought up a really good point earlier. You mentioned, well, you know, years ago we've been exposed to all of these things, and why are we so worried now? And I think it's, you know, because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. I think what you need to think about is the long-term health risks that are associated with what we're tracking in. And cancer is so on the rise, and you wonder, well, it's 20, 30 years down the road that you're really affected. But if you can reduce and minimize your exposure now, you really are protecting yourself long-term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're going to be going and giving away one of the Dr. doormats today. So email number 4 to email at homewvictoria at yahoo.com gets the prize, and Deb will go ahead and send one out to you. I want to just go ahead and make mention really quickly. They're actually very attractive to look at, too. They come in charcoal, gray, chocolate brown, peacock blue, autumn red. There are two sizes available, one for $26.99, one for $46.99. And once again, go to drdoormat.com to order. Can they also go ahead and hit you up on Facebook, Deb?
Oh, absolutely. If you go to drdoormat.com, in the right-hand corner, there's an icon for the Facebook. Just click right on that, and you'll go directly to our Facebook page. Might be the easiest way.
Okay.
And actually,
great.
Just to let all of our listeners and guests and fans know, because, Deb, I think I mentioned in one of our emails, a large number of people that listen to our show actually listen to it later on as they're driving or doing things in the house. So we actually do have your link inside our chat room to your Facebook page. So if you guys don't get around to it tonight, you know, just take some time to go on there and check. And besides that, just to let you guys know, she actually gives, like, really just good information and tidbits about allergies and all different type of stuff. So, you know, I think you'll actually learn information on there as well, Deb, which I thought was actually pretty cool. But just to mention, because I'm getting a bunch of emails, so if you guys want to win the doormat, just go to @homewvictoria@yahoo.com. So whoever the fourth person is that sends in the email, that's the person that will win. But, Deb, you already have some kind of sales and things going on right now for those of them that aren't lucky enough to win it tonight, right?
Exactly. If you don't win Dr. Doormat tonight, I want you to go visit the site. We're running a special for all of your listeners, for all of Victoria Michael's listeners. You don't need a promo code. Go in. All of the house-sized doormats that are normally $46.99, a little secret, they're now half price, 50% off. We've set aside a number of mats in all colors. The 50% off is only for the house size. $23.50 per mat. It's a steal. So just enjoy and, you know, help protect your home for the holidays.
Yeah. We have a winner. Catherine Taddy from California is taking home a Dr. Doormat. So, Debbie, we're going to go ahead and patch you up with her on Facebook, and you can go ahead and send one out to her. Deb, we're running out of time. I want to go ahead and thank you again for joining us. I'm so pleasured to be in the company of such smart people, and you know, well, way to go, Debbie, for finding something that didn't even exist in the marketplace. So congrats to you.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm so happy to help people, and it's all about protecting the ones we love.
Absolutely.
And Debbie, I did mention in to you in an email, Michael and I always do our special Christmas show where we pick people that have been on At Home with Victoria that have their own businesses, and we kind of Oprah has her list. We have our list. So we do want to invite you back to call back in December when we do our special small business owner list. If you're available, just
Absolutely.
To mention your product again.
It would be a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank
and if people like
you
Dr.
So
Doormat, like
Thank
us.
You.
Thank
yeah,
you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah. So don't forget, everybody, go to Facebook when you have some time. And even if you didn't win it, Catherine Taddy won tonight. It's a great deal. And like Michael said, it comes in different colors. You know, she's been on QVC. I mean, you know, you don't just simply walk on QVC, right, Michael? I mean, like, you've got to, you know, there's a lot of involvement and work that goes into getting on QVC.
No, and it takes a long time to get on QVC, so, you know, I have to definitely applaud
her. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
and all the major, major shows, and she's got great, great reviews. So that may be, you know, a great gift if you've got kids or, you know, pets. And actually, it's pet-friendly, too. I forgot to mention that. But who's up next? I think we've got some music, right?
Yeah, we're going to segue a little bit of music for Margot Ray. I want to again just let you guys know that, and this is another find of Michael's Chardonnay-infused evenings. Margot Ray, I ran into quite accidentally, but she's a singer-songwriter and a breast cancer survivor. She's married to Ron White. She's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman. So we're going to go to a little bit of music from her first album. This is Margot Ray with Tempted, and when we get back, Margot Ray.
I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a cap. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Oh, past the chair town, the steeple, the laundry on the hill, billboards and the buildings, memories of it still keep calling.
Check her out at MargotRay.com. Now joining the show, Margot Ray, I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to At Home with Victoria. How are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. This show has been 3 months in the making, I'm telling you. You're so busy right now. But before we get started, I want to ask, how is Gertie and Pearl doing? I love those dogs.
Thank you. They're sitting here looking at me wanting their dinner. It's about
you're
that
not
time
feeding your,
night, you know?
You're not feeding your dogs?
Yeah, say that again?
I'm sorry. It was a joke anyways. Margot, you're a lovely, beautiful woman. Your singing is fantastic and stuff. You've got a new album called Habit out. You describe your music as organica. And I found that to be the best way of putting it, because unlike other artists, you actually use real instruments with real people playing them. And I would just like to say thank you for doing that. But what is the theory behind Organica?
Organica is basically, the way it started was people kept asking me to describe the kind of music that I write and perform. And, you know, it's certainly pop music, but it has very deep roots in other genres of music. And so I cultivated the name Organica because that's exactly how a lot of my songs are born. They're born on stage where, you know, I'm jamming with my band, and then that's kind of the impetus for a melody. And then once I've written the song, then I bring it out on stage and we work it live, and then we add layers, and then I take it into the studio. And so it's all about capturing that live sense, but certainly in the studio. And I wanted, you know, like any modern musician, I wanted to sound like someone, you know, I wanted to sound like myself, not the software that I was being recorded on, even though a modern musician uses editing software and electricity, you know, to run the studio session. I don't want to sound like software. I want to sound like me, and it's very, very true to the way I sound live. Yeah. I would say it's absolutely.
Well, Margo, this is Margo. This is Victoria, and again, thank you so much for
taking the time to
be with us tonight. So I want to say it was probably about 6 or 7 minutes before we were about to go on the air. Michael Kay goes, "Oh, I've got this this clip. I want you to see of Margo and her husband on The Doctors." So first of all, before we get into the whole story of breast cancer that I want you to talk about, because I know you've got something going on in L.A. that our listeners would be interested in, how was it being on The Doctors, being there with all those doctors? What was that experience like?
Well, you know, we've been on there twice now, and they're very friendly. We know them outside of the studio setting. The producer of the show is Jay McGraw. He's actually the producer and the creator of the show. He's Dr. Phil's mm-hmm. oldest son, and he's a really, really dear friend of ours, and he's actually been part of our journey. He was there on day one when I was diagnosed, and he is the reason why I have the oncologist that I have. So mm-hmm. he actually approached me and said, you know, you can tell as much of your story or as little of your story as you want. And it's just something to think about. Would you like to be on the show? And mm-hmm. and I said, yes, I will be open and tell everything. I just don't necessarily want to, you know, get test results on camera or something like that,
sure.
you know.
Sure.
And he said, yeah, no, of course. And he said, we'll make it as private or as public as you would like it. And so it was really wonderful. They made me feel at home. And honestly, the main goal is just to share a story that hopefully can inspire someone else to maybe go to the doctor or get a checkup mm-hmm. or relate to or pass it on to someone else. And I never thought that I would have that kind of big of an impact on mm-hmm. people, but I apparently did. I was flooded with letters and emails and stories about, you know, people going to get a mammogram for the first time or having something mm-hmm. suspicious on their, you know, breast, and they were too afraid to go, and because of my story, they went, and I was really honored and blown
wow.
away by that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Vic.
You were very revealing on YouTube as well, because you filmed a lot of your treatments as well, and I think that really does help other people, so they know what to expect. And so, you know, kudos to you for doing that, Margo.
Well, thank you. You know, I think that there's a lot of data out there and a lot of information, but not really truly like, okay, this is what chemo looks like, and this is a person receiving chemo, and even mm-hmm. though it's one person's story and everybody's chemo is different, every cancer is as unique as the person that it happens to, you know, I thought it was important to demystify it mm-hmm. because that's what I like to do when I don't understand something. Then I want to demystify it, and I don't want to fear it.
Right.
Hopefully that would be.
And I wanted to mention, for those of you that have not seen what Michael and I are talking about, I assure you, if you Google Margo, then you'll find the information. But also, Michael, we put the information inside our chat room, so the link is actually right there, as well as to Margo's page. Yeah, as well as to your Facebook page. Now, tell us about the event that you've got coming up. What is it, in L.A. for breast cancer?
I will. I just wanted to tell you something more about what you just touched on. You can actually Google chemoglam, and I kind of came up with this term of, you know, there's nothing glamorous about cancer treatments, but they shouldn't rob you of who you are, you know, your essence, mm-hmm. whether you're a biker, a banker, a mom, or, you know, a glam girl like me. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's just hair, and it's just treatments, and it truly should bring out your true essence and not rob you of who, you know, who you think you are as far as image. So Chemo Glam is the name of the channel that I created on Vimeo, and you can also find it on YouTube, and that's where you would see it. Now, the event this weekend is I am the voluntary national ambassador for Brides Against Breast Cancer, and they are a remarkable foundation that raises money to provide absolutely free programs and services for people living with cancer and their families. And the way they raise the money is actually the most unique thing. Women and designers donate wedding gowns. So these gowns are put on an 18-wheeler and toured across the country, basically creating a bridal trunk show in every city, in 120 cities a year across the country. And so women who donate the gowns, they get a tax write-off. I mean, they've already worn it. It made them happy, or perhaps they never wore it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get to give it to brides, and Brides Against Breast Cancer then resells it at a discounted price. And so it's a really a win-win situation. And then they take that money, $2 million a year, actually, back to their mother foundation, which is the Center for Building Hope. And you can find all about that by visiting bridesagainstbreastcancer.org. And even if you don't have a dress to buy or donate, they really, really seek help, and they also save so much money by having volunteers. Volunteers help them unload the trucks or set up the trunk mm-hmm. show for them. It's just a couple of hours on a Saturday morning or a Friday afternoon. And you can also text the word BRIDES, B-R-I-D-E-S, to 85944. And you can text, by texting that word, you donate $10 every time. So there's many, many ways to help, even if it's not something that, you know, if you're not seeking a gown.
Sure.
Absolutely. Margo, we're running out of time. I want to thank you so much for I see how fast 15 minutes goes and everything like that, but I do want to thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the new album. The new album is called Habit. You can go ahead and pick it up on www.margoray.com. And, of course, you've got a Facebook page as well, facebook.com/Margo Ray Music. And say hi to Ron. What's it like living with Ron White? That must be a laugh every day.
He's wonderful. You know, he's the love of my life.
Hi, Ron.
He's on the golf course, and I'm sure he's going to be home any minute because the Santa Ana winds are kicking up over here
in Santa Barbara. Love it.
Like crazy. He's wonderful, and we've known each other about 20 years, been together 6, and just got married in October. And,
congratulations.
We couldn't be happier. I wanted to tell you, the show this weekend is in Agoura Hills. I will be speaking and telling my story, and it's at the Sheraton in Agoura Hills in California.
Fantastic. Great. That address is 30100 Agoura Road in Agoura Hills, California. Margo Ray, thank you so much for joining us, honey. I hope you'll come back anytime you have something new in the hopper. You're always welcome at Home of Victoria. Please know that.
Thank you so much. Thank you both of you for having me. I really, really appreciate the opportunity to spread the word.
Thanks a lot. Thank Say hi to Chip and Karen for me.
I will.
Thanks, doll. Have a good day.
Have a good night.
And everyone,
isn't she
was,
lovely?
I
knew you'd like her, Vic.
Oh, yes, I love her. Actually, I was sitting there listening to Margo's voice, and I'm thinking, you are kidding me. Like, she has to do voiceovers. She has the most, like, you know, sexiest, like enticing, intriguing voice when you listen to her, right? I love her voice.
Oh, absolutely. And if you listen, I mean, Chip and Karen sent me over the new album, and it's pretty fantastic. And some of the writings on there are with John Oates. So go ahead and check it out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I want to thank everybody up in chat. I want to thank Catherine Taddy. Congratulations on the win. Mike Cullop and Wanda Chocolate Fields joining us. For Home with Victoria, I am Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host. Good night and stay warm, everybody. Good night, Vic.
Good night.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.